Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Members of the All-State TV News Speech Group from Pella High School from 2018 join us on today's program to tell us how they're going to try and replicate the All-State Honors in 2019.
Now let's not waste any time.
First, we go to Larry Sprinkle with some weather theories.
Welcome, Poppin' fans. It's weather boy Larry Sprinkle here, and today I'm going to be showing you this week's weather forecast. If you look behind me, you're going to see a lot of rain. So much of it, in fact, that it's every day of the week. Now, since you're watching this show, another thing that you're going to be asking is, where is this rain coming from? And I'm going to tell you, it's the government.
I am Levi Duggar.
I am Gavin Tierney.
I am Matthew Thompson.
I'm Jacob Shem.
I'm Troy Miller.
I'm Gavin Klein.
And you are the TV news group of the Pella speech team, an All-State group 1 year ago. I'll have each of you go around and let our listeners know a little bit about your role and how this process works.
My name in our show is Dickie Thorsino, and I am our sportscaster.
My name in the show is Louis Pepperoni, and I am the field on-site guy, field guy.
My name in TV news is Mikey Ravioli, and I am the special news reporter.
This year I play Joey Graziano, and I'm an anchor.
I play Larry Spruzzatina, and I am the weather guy.
I am Apollo Tobagini, and I am co-anchors with Jacob.
Will one of you explain how TV news works in speech? Because many people, when they associate speech team, they see your improv. They'll see one-act play in musical theater. How does TV news work?
We pre-record a 10-minute segment of our news, and unlike most events, we don't perform live. We actually just bring our computer and a projector, and we play it for the judges, and so there's no pressure on the day of the speech competition.
And you were All-Staters 1 year ago. How does last year's show differ from this year's, and what are some of the new things you're trying to add to this year's performance?
So last year we kind of, I guess our shtick for last year was we had a conspiracy theory news show, kind of. And this year we're going for like a 1920s mafia kind of noir thing. So it's going to be in black and white, and we're all gangsters, and we have like Sicilian accents, and yeah.
What are the ways you're trying to make it different? Is it just to challenge yourself or to really just try to explore maybe a different avenue of performance?
Something that's a lot different about it this year is our like focus on cinematography, which is like kind of a skill that we didn't have to explore too much last year. Because with the whole noir thing, we have to do a lot with like setting up the set and doing like After Effects to make it look authentic. So it's kind of just a cool new experience for us.
When you talk about the new experience, what are some of the new things you've learned then through this process of editing video and putting together scripts and things like that that maybe you otherwise wouldn't have learned before?
Lighting seems to be a much bigger deal when we are more focused on the editing process, having the lighting be not too much. If the sun is like going right into the window, then none of the visuals will look appealing. So, yeah, lighting's been a much bigger deal this year and a big focus of ours.
And who came up then with the Mafia 1920s concept, and why was that the direction of the choice of show, so to speak?
Well, we were kind of struggling to come up with our theme this year, and so we approached our teacher, and she mentioned this theme, and we didn't really grasp it at first, but then it kind of built in our minds, and we developed a good theme for it, and it's going to work out really well.
We might as well ask you, too, are you a part of any of the other than speech programs here in terms of different categories this year, and will you be performing in other things?
I'm doing musical theater this year, too. I did that last year, too, and we're doing Cell Block Tango from Chicago.
I'm also in a musical theater, and we are doing Annie.
I am in short film, and I'm not too sure what the title is of our thing. We've been filming it, but I don't think there's a dedicated title to it yet.
So what do you look forward to most then about the district contest each year, especially this year since it'll be back here at home?
Yeah, it's really fun for all of our like family to be able to see it this time, because not a lot of people can usually come to the competition. But the big thing about the first competition for us is seeing what the judges think of our production, and their comments really help us to shape it and make it better, give us a better chance at making All-State in the future. So that's what we're looking for specifically.
I would say that the speech competition is a very fun time. There's many things around, like there's events in like every single room, a lot happening at once, and it's just a good time to see like different events and what people can do with their talents.
And then there's also All City Speech Night. So if people want to come on out, you know, what's that night like when you're with the Pella Christian Students Only? And it's really more community focused than as opposed to the contest where you have, I think, over 20 teams showing up.
It's a great atmosphere. You see a lot of familiar faces, whether it be your own team, being able to see more of what the Pella High is doing because there's less competition to have to watch. And then you also get to see what your our neighbor school is doing as well. So yeah, it's a great experience.
Once again, those were Pella High School TV News All-State performers preparing for the district contest this weekend. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.